Yep, this is one of my Maine poems. I lived up in Maine in New Sharon for a long time, taught at Madison High School up north of Skowhegan, and used to go to Grant's Country Store, General Store, on the way home from school on Fridays and stop and get my six-pack of beer. And the guys would be playing out back, and, you know, this whole thing about playing cribbage and talking and different ways to find out about wintertime. So I became enamored with that, and I took a lump of all these different ways that the old-timers say you can tell what kind of winter you're going to have, half of which to me is nonsense. Growing up on a farm myself, winter's a winter, and you never know what the hell to expect. But anyway, I put them all lumped all together in a poem, and the backdrop is playing cribbage. I'm an avid cribbage player. My father was an avid cribbage player. So I put the two together, and my grandmother, down on the Cape, down in Manomet, she had this old barometer, because my grandfather on my mother's side was a lobster fisherman, and so she had the barometer to tell about the weather. But the barometer, this one was stuck. She was using another one, but she kept it hung up on the wall. It was a beautiful piece of, I think, of walnut wood and brass, and it was stuck on unsettled, which is the bottom, which is the little smile on it, you know, right in the middle. So that's where that poem came from. And it's funny, I wrote that poem in 1980, I think it is 82, and I left it in a drawer, and I didn't touch it. I looked at it, changing words a little bit here and there, and I published it, I think, in 2003. And I remember what Robert Frost said: when you write a poem, put it in the drawer, I think he said, for 10 or 15 years, and let it percolate, or something like that, let it gestate. But I did it with that poem, and it's a good little poem. It was published in the Connecticut Review. Very proud of it. It's a real Maine poem. It's a New England poem, because I grew up on the Cape in southern New England on a farm, and this is when I lived up country.